Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. We are here today with Country Joe, Joe Barber.
Hello.
And our first guest
I'm here.
Today our first guest today is Jim Meyer, who we've had on before, but today he is going to be talking about pheasants.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, Jim, I just wanted to tell you, before we go into the pheasant thing, I got those night guard things, and that's amazing. It is just amazing. I was telling you I was having a raccoon possum problem every night, filling up my catch 'em alive traps. Since I put out those things, I haven't caught one.
Well, so Joe, you need to speak up really loud so all of your listeners across the country can hear what you just said.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. I mean,
that's good.
It was something, and I mean, you know, I've had them out there. The first day I got them, boy, I got all excited like a kid with a new toy. Ran out there and set them up just like you showed. And I mean, I got to tell everybody, I was catching. I had three catch 'em alive traps, and I'd fill them every night before I got these night guard things. And I set those up, and it's, you know, I kept scratching my head all night wondering. I said, boy, because every night I'd get either a possum or coon, but I would fill them up. I'd every night, three possums or three coons or a mixture. And since I put those up, nothing. And I've been telling all my neighbors and everybody, I said, this is amazing, amazing. And I know, you know, I didn't catch them all, you know, with my catch them alive trap. So I just wanted to throw that in there, that I was really, really impressed with those. And
well, Joe, I appreciate that. And I know you want to talk about pheasants today, but just to review why that works, the night guard solar, as you have found out, it puts out a flash of red light that can be seen for really up to a quarter mile away on a flat open surface, so it has tremendous range. And the animals, when they see this flash of light, to them that's an eye. The deepest fear that all night animals have is being discovered or being watched, and therefore this eye to them means a threat and they leave the area. It's as simple as that.
And it works. I'm telling you, I've been impressed with this thing. Matter of fact, I've had three of my neighbors come over just to look at them. And they're going, oh, my God, that's small. I said, yeah, it's small, but boy, it works. You know,
well, we've been selling them for almost, over about 15 years now. So it's been around a long time. And the people that get them and use them and mount them correctly and so on and have success, of course, tell their neighbors because – you know, it's helpful. It's something that everybody has a problem with, you know, sooner or later is predation.
Yep.
That's right. And it's not like those opossums or raccoons are going to starve. They're just going to go elsewhere.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about what to do with them if you trap them.
That's what my neighbor said down the road. She said, my neighbor down the road said they're going to be heading down to my place now. I said, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, right. Well, like we talked before, we have a large commercial pheasant raising operation, and that's where most of our testing was done. We actually invented the night guard to help us with our own predation problem, especially in the area of federally protected critters like hawks and owls and so on, but discovered it worked on all-night animals. So it's really saved us enormous amounts of predation kill and just the time to have to deal with trying to control predators. And our pheasant operation spans 100 acres, and we raise we have two farms. My son has a farm that we keep all our breeding stock on. It's a good idea to keep breeding stock separate from your main flocks in case you experience some kind of disease problem of any sort.
Right.
So between the two farms, you know, it's well over 100 acres that we we control.
So that was really impressive. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I tried it myself. So I know it works. So, and you know, that was really great. So then I guess we wanted to talk about pheasants because I've been excited about that because I'm going to try some myself this year. It's my first venture. I'm brand new at it, and I've been taking tips from you and reading your website and the whole thing, and I'm really excited about trying this now. You know, I don't know how this is going to go, but I wanted to just, you know, talk about everybody who thought about getting pheasants and what they can expect and how it goes and the whole deal. And I was doing just a little – yeah, go ahead, Karen.
Why would you want to get into pheasants? Do people raise pheasants for game birds, for consumption, for their eggs, or why does someone want pheasants?
Well, that's why I want them for consumption. Yeah, I want to eat them because I raise my meat chickens.
A lot of people do. A lot of people will raise pheasants for their own personal use for eating, but just as common and likely to happen is folks will buy pheasant chicks to raise up to release on their property so that they have the birds revert back to the wild. You know, pheasants were never in North America 100 years ago. They were brought here. This is historically documented, so there's very little doubt that it happened. But they were brought here from China by a judge that lived in the state of Oregon, and he tried two releases of these birds. He actually bought them in the open markets in China. People would trap them and put them in cages, and then people would buy them because of their beauty, their gorgeous bird. And anyway, he was definitely instrumental in getting pheasants spread across the U.S. and in terms of release projects. So, you know, they're an interesting bird. They're fun to have around. They retain their wildness, so it is the kind of bird where you can have it in captivity and still have it maintain its wildness to the point that you can stock them and actually hunt them, you know, shortly thereafter. Another, that would be one big market for pheasants, is hunting preserves, which are becoming more and more common. Game is dwindling. The places to hunt, you know, private lands are hard to get on, and public lands don't always support game. So enterprise, free enterprise, entrepreneurs have kind of filled in that void like they so often do and have paid for hunting situation. So that's a common market for them. Another one is dog training. A lot of folks have hunting type breeds of dogs, and they need game birds to work their dogs on. So those are probably the two most common markets for a person that's thinking about raising pheasants.
And you know, guys, we're just about out of time for this segment.
We'll hang on, Jim.
Right, we're back with more Country Joe's Chicken Show on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Do Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk. Only today we're not talking about chickens. We are talking about pheasants. Take it away, guys.
Okay, I just, Jim, now will pheasants, do they do well in all 50 states? Like down here in Florida, how would they handle the heat in the summer and that sort of thing?
The bird is very adaptable to weather conditions, but there's definitely some areas they prefer. In the Midwest with its prairies and open plains and so on, they tend to congregate in these areas much more than they do in areas that have extreme heat and where the soil isn't right for them. For example, the southwestern part of the U.S., you know, very few pheasants can be found in those areas because of the deserts and the rocky soil. And pheasants eat a lot of insects. That's a big part of their diet, especially from day old until about 2 months old. About 90% of their diet is insects, which is high in protein. In a state like Florida, as you mentioned, now that they are much more adaptable to having birds there because of the vegetation and the availability of crop farming, which you don't get in the Southwest as much, and the fact that they have insects in Florida and some of the other.
Oh, we have plenty of insects.
Say what?
We have plenty of insects, I'll tell you that. There's plenty of that. And in the cover, like around my house, I mean, I'm sitting in about probably seriously 5,000-6,000 acres of woods, and it's a lot of the palmetto palms, which are very thick. So I would think that they would do good here as far as that, but I didn't know the heat, you know, the humidity and the heat in the summer gets pretty intense, and I didn't know how they handle that.
Well, Joe, they handle it. It's not a climate they prefer, and the birds tend to settle, in areas that
are
more acclimated to. You know, the Chinese ringneck pheasant, which is the typical bird you find in the wild. And by the way, there's over 140 different subspecies of pheasants. Many of them are ornamental birds that you find in the climates that are warmer, like in southern parts of China, as opposed to the rugged ringneck, which you find in the colder areas where there's snow and so on. But another big part of their diet, in addition to insects, is weed seeds. And black soil, dark, heavy soil, loams, and just the black-type soils produce the kind of weeds and weed seeds that these birds prefer as well. So that's another big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, like I say, I want to raise them for myself, and a lot of the neighbors are excited. Of course, you know, I'm always the experimental guy. You try it first, Joe. So, and then if it goes good, then we'll try it. That's what I always get.
I might want to mention at this point then that I would encourage listeners to look at our website, oakwoodgamefarm.com, and get on our website and click on the area that talks about tips, and that'll be tips on raising birds. There's not a lot of literature, unfortunately, out there about how to raise pheasants, so they're going to find a very narrow opportunity to find this kind of information. But we have a pretty good basic situation that we talk about on our website, and then we'll refer them to other resources as well. But it's important for them to turn to people that have been raising them, and they'll be more than happy to help them. They're not difficult. They're just different in some ways, and the most obvious way is that at a very early age they begin to fly. At 10 days old, for example, unlike chickens or waterfowl either, these upland game birds like grouse and pheasant and so on, they learn to fly very early because it's the way they get away from predators, is to be able to fly. Even 30 feet or so, which they can do at 10 days old.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I guess so. And I noticed I did go on your website, and that's amazing looking at the size of these, I guess, flight pens. Is that what you call them? They're what,
that's
about
right.
an acre big?
They are about an acre. We have about 40 acres of flight pens, which consist of, I think it's 48 separate flight pens. And each pen has a certain number of birds in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in heavy cover. They're not on bare ground. You can't, you're literally
you
can't see the birds that are in there. But they're given about 15 square feet per bird. And they need that to really thrive and grow properly. When they're in captivity, one of the problems that you'll experience is feather pulling. They're high-energy birds, and if they're crowded and they get stressed, it first shows up in them pulling feathers off of their neighbors. And they can really damage, like, the long tails on the birds, which is an important thing to keep intact, especially if you're selling the birds for hunting.
Right.
So cover is just extremely critical, and then not very dense. You don't want to have a lot of birds in there, only about one bird for every 15 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now I noticed you put blinders, or they recommend blinders on these birds, so stop cannibalism and all of that packing.
Right. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's not a difficult thing. You just put the plastic thing and the pin through the nostrils, isn't
right.
that?
There's two different kinds. There's either the perfect peeper, which is plastic, or what they call the hood. It's a rubber device that, and both of them are designed so the bird cannot see straight ahead.
Right.
It doesn't hurt their ability for growth, or they adjust to them very, very quickly, so you're not doing any harm to the bird. In fact, you're really helping them, because this avoids them picking and pulling feathers on their neighbor, and this can really get to be a big problem, because if the birds lose their feathering, then their backs are bare, they can't take a heavy rain, all their internal organs are really just under their back, if you will. The
right.
heart and the spleen and all these things. So it's important that the feathers are intact. But so both of these devices, rather than be a cruel device, which they are not at all, they
mm-hmm.
really help the bird by getting him to avoid cannibalism, as you say.
Now, let me ask you this. Which one, here's a two-part question. Which one would you recommend or do you like better? And at what age should you be putting these on?
Well, we prefer the rubber one, and it's called a hood. It's just what it is. It's very pliable, as opposed to the plastic peeper, which is rigid. And as a result, if the bird gets hung up a little bit on a corn stalk or something, it'll easily fold off of that, and it doesn't create as many issues as the other one will.
Mm-hmm.
So we prefer that one. And you don't want to put it on too early, because remembering, when you put the hood on, you restrict the forward visual ability of the bird. They have to look out the side of, you know, their lateral vision has to come into play there. So
right.
they're going to have a little trouble finding feed and water, so you have to be very careful when you put them on to keep them confined for a short while and make sure there's a lot of food and water available. It just takes them a few days to adjust, but they do need that few days so they can find that stuff.
So at what age do you recommend putting
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
on.
The most important thing. You don't want to do it before about 4.5 weeks old.
Okay.
That's
All
about
right.
the minimum. And if you wait much longer than that, they're probably going to get into a picking mode.
Yeah.
So it's kind of important that you hit that right age group, and it's usually about 4.5 weeks.
Okay. And now when they're young chicks, like day old, and what, do you recommend the red light in the brooder house, the red lights that stop pecking?
I do, because the red light is not quite as opposed to a white light. It's just obvious what it is. The red light is a little more, keeps it a little bit more dim and dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we raise our birds in huge buildings. They're 144 feet long by 36 wide, and we put 10,000 birds in there at a time
at
day old. And we give them about 3 days of getting used to within a chick guard, which means a piece of cardboard made in a circle that
mm-hmm.
keeps them confined close to the heat and the feed and water so they don't wander away and get chilled by piling in the corners.
Okay,
that up
guys,
for 10 days.
I'm going to interrupt you. We are out of time for this segment, folks. We will be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk. And we are talking today about pheasants and how to raise them and the important considerations in raising pheasants that are different than dealing with chickens or even ducks.
It is. It sounds fun. It sounds interesting. But I've always been intimidated hearing about the pecking. Oh, they're going to kill each other. And you hear all these stories, but nobody around here has really ever raised them. You know? So I guess we're learning now.
Well, we were talking about a chick guard, Joe, just a minute ago. And the chick guard is nothing more than a piece of cardboard or flashing 18 inches high and then formed in a circle. And then it depends on how many birds you're trying to hold within the circle, which keeps them near the feed, water, and the heat source until they learn where all those things are. It's very common with using it for chickens too. And again, it's just so the birds get used to where all the things are that the mother hen would normally provide for them.
Now, the heat, what's the temperature?
10 days old, they're going to fly over that guard, and then you have to remove it.
But as day old, what's the temperature? Do you keep it like 95 like you would for baby chicks? Or
you do. That's pretty common things. And I always tell people, don't get hung up on the temperature. It's much more important because you can never be sure of drafts. If you've got drafts on the birds, it can create a lot of problems, even if the temperature is quite warm. But if you study the birds will tell you very quickly. Just sit there for 10 or 15 minutes or so, and if the birds are chilled and they're still kind of cold, they're going to huddle, and they like to pile right in the center of that chick guard. If they're too warm, they're going to spread out, and extremely too warm, they're going to get to the very far edges of that circle. You want to find where they have a comfort zone that leaves a bare spot in the center, right, directly under the heat source, and they all kind of back up to it, and then they'll lay down and literally go to sleep because they're tired. They've been on a trip from the hatchery, or they've just come out of the egg or whatever. So
right.
Just by watching the chicks, you can determine whether they're comfortable or not.
So it's pretty much just like baby chickens.
Yes. A lot of that is very much like chickens. It's common sense. One thing I meant to add now, after you pull the chick guard away from those babies, then we encourage people to darken their building. And by dark, I mean so dark that when you step into the brooder house, you have to let your eyes adjust a little bit to the surroundings. That keeps them calm. It keeps them quiet. they can still find the feed and water, but do it gradually too. Don't just go from a lighted building to a pitch dark one. Do it in steps over, say, 4 or 5 days. Go from just gradually darkening it to pitch dark then. It helps a lot with pheasants to do that.
So after about 4 weeks, then you can start thinking about putting them out in your outside, you know, in your caged in fence or
well,
your
you
pens.
Have to remember about the hoods. You've got to put them on it about 4.5 weeks, and you don't want to get them outside until you put them on and given them time to adjust to them.
Once
you've adjusted to them, then you gradually let them go outside, but you can't leave them out permanently at 4.5. They really can't go outside permanently until they're about 7 weeks.
Okay, and now we've got to talk about feed here. This is a whole special. We can't feed them chicken food or anything else. They have to have a high protein.
No, you don't want to feed them chicken feed. There's a slight risk that the chicken feed could either add to some deformity in the legs and so on, or actually could kill them. And it's because chicken feed is just designed for something other than a wild bird would eat.
Right, so we want game bird,
want
a high
game
protein,
bird
like a 30%, 20.
If you must go to another commercial type feed, go to a turkey feed and not a chicken feed.
Okay, so like 30% protein kind of thing.
Right, not less than 28%. You know, they only eat a pheasant anyway, chicken a little bit more, but a pheasant only eats a pound of feed, starter feed, from 0 to 6 weeks old, just a pound, but it's the most important pound of feed that you'll give that bird. So don't cheat on the protein, at least 28%. Make sure that your meal operator, where you buy it, that it's fresh game bird starter stuff that they brought in that year, you know, not that's been sitting around there, you know, ask the question. You're entitled to have fresh feed, and after it gets over a year or two old, it loses its punch when it comes to the vitamins in the feed, the concentrate that's in there. Fresh feed is real important.
Now, how long before you can tell the difference from the males and the females? Is that
about
does that
7 weeks?
Quick?
We actually can do it at day old. Our people have been doing this for years, and you can look at the around the eye, and that's the way you do it. It's not like you do it with chicken and turkeys, where they look at the complete opposite ends. But pheasants, you can tell by looking around the eye. You can see where if it's a cockerel bird. If it's going to be a rooster as opposed to a hen, there's a very definite eyebrow dimension in there. And if you go on our website, you can actually see a picture, the difference between the male and the female.
Yeah, I was going to
help you. And
tell
if you
everybody,
do it enough, you'll get where you can do it yourself.
I was going to tell everybody, go on Oakwood Game Farm, and the pictures there are phenomenal. It's just amazing to see the amount of eggs and all your pens and the whole thing. It's really interesting.
It's not too late to order chicks from us. We're still taking pheasant, and we raise another burrow called a chucker partridge, but we're certainly able to fill chick orders. So if people are thinking about doing pheasants, the minimum tends to be 35. We ship them all over the country. We can ship them to Florida. We can ship them to Alaska. Today was a hatch day for us. Monday always is this time of the year. And we hatched about 25,000 pheasants today. And every one of them were shipped out of here. We ship them out of the international airport in Minneapolis. There's 1,000 Delta flights a day that go out of there. And we literally get our chick orders to where they have to be by the next morning. So we rush to get to the airport. And if we're down there by about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, every order that we ship will arrive safely by the next morning in any state in the union, really.
Well, 25,000?
Yeah, that was today's hatch. It was a decent one. It was a good hatch, too.
My God. Do you do this, like, once a week, once a day?
Every Monday.
How often do you hatch eggs? Mondays.
Well, we do it on every Monday.
So every Monday you get So you're getting 25,000 a week, roughly.
We gather the eggs every day. And by the way, we're gathering eggs right now in about 8 inches of snow.
We've
got that on the ground, and we've got another 10 inches, they tell us, coming tonight. But these birds are laying these eggs right out of the snow, so we have to be out there. We pick about 6,000 every day, and we have to go out and pick them before they freeze. So it's kind of it's a little tough now. We're having a hard time getting spring here.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that
we gather them every day, and then we hold them for a week, Joe. The ones that we gather, say, now today, will not be any older than the ones that we gather on Friday, because they don't begin to grow. The embryo or the germ does not begin to grow until they're applied to the incubation.
Right.
And as soon as they get into the incubators, then they all begin to grow at the same time.
That's amazing.
You know, gentlemen, we are almost out of time again. I tell you, when you guys start talking, time just flies away.
It does.
I know your website is oakwoodgamefarms.com.
That's it. That's it, Karen.
Okay. And
okay,
of course, we are.
I appreciate you having me on.
Oh,
we are so glad to have you. Folks, we will be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Now, Joe and I have a new guest with us, and this is Dave Mathis, and he is here to talk about the Backyard Chicken Health Pack. Welcome to Country Joe's Chicken Show, Dave.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear about this.
Excellent.
See how this can help chickens and whatnot. Tell me all about your product and what it does and the whole deal.
First of all, thank you very much. This is David Mathis with DBC Ag Products. We really appreciate the opportunity to come on Country Joe's Chicken Show and talk about an exciting new product that we've brought to the marketplace. And I always start with just a couple minutes. Got to give a little background on DBC Ag Products, as that helps to understand where this product actually was hatched from. Our company has been in business for several years, and in fact, we have been working with large commercial laying operations in the Northeast with our NutriCore line that was targeted with novel ingredients, innovative formulas that help them focus on reducing disease and improving the overall health of their birds, including their salmonella control program. How do we improve egg quality and production, working with them closely on that side of it, and then improving feed efficiency and performance? And what led to this was saying, you know what, we have products that are working successfully in those large operations. We have a burgeoning and exploding market of people wanting to get into raising healthy, healthy, wholesome foods for their families with backyard chickens or poultry. And then he said, how can we take those products, bring them down into a simple, easy approach, in a sense, an innovative all-natural wellness kit for poultry health and productivity for the backyard raiser.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how easy is this to feed to your flock of chickens?
It's very simple. And, in fact, we took the route of putting it out there for use in water. So all three of the products will go into the water that you put out for the birds, chicks or older birds, any age poultry, any type poultry, chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, guineas, pigeons, chuckers. I heard pheasants on your program a little earlier, so
right.
It fits a broad range of birds for the backyard grower. All
and
that goes
what
into
exactly
the water.
And exactly what does it do for your chickens?
Excellent. We talked about an all-natural wellness kit. So In the world of where we're playing, we have three easy steps, and it addresses three areas that can ultimately be the starter or helping to avoid problems in chickens that can cause death, can cause sickness, etc. The three areas we focus on is water. What a lot of people fail to realize is the source of a lot of pathogens for chickens or any animal comes from the water, whether it be well, creek, or pond, or even the waterers from either not cleaning out completely or being contaminated back through. So we say, first up, let's sanitize water. And that's the Oxy E100 product. The second step, after you put that in there, you put 6 drops of that to a gallon of water, simple and easy to use. Wait about 15 minutes and then add the healthy flock tabs. The healthy flock tabs is in there to target harmful pathogens, to help get more out of every pound of feed so that they grow and perform better. And also with the yuck in there is to help reduce ammonia that can lead to odor problems.
Wow,
so that's step two. The third step then is when chickens, birds, et cetera, out on soil, is they pick up parasites. Our large commercial operator came to us. They have organic and natural certified flocks. With them going back out on soil, they start having problems with internal parasites. They ask us to help develop a product that could be used in those, could help offset worm-related issues, wouldn't jeopardize their certification, and at the end of the day, they wouldn't have to throw away eggs. And so we built the Zyfend A product as a product that would go in there 1 week out of the month is the simplest way to put it. 7 days in, 21 days out. And that's also 6 drops per gallon of water.
Sounds simple. And how do we get this thing? How much does it cost?
It's a great question. And the neat thing about it is the package is put together into an innovative packaging that's easy to see out on our website. So I'd encourage everyone to go to www.dbcagproducts.com. You'll see the innovative packaging that contains all three products. Has a handle, makes it simple and easy to carry out. That package with all three products in there will do 90 gallon of water.
Wow.
We see pricing anywhere from about $39.95 up to $45, depending on where you're buying the product. It's available out there at your local feed dealer. Keep in mind, we're brand new, and it's now we're expanding across the country, so it may not be available today, but give us a call, and we'll help work with your local dealer to get the product on their shelf or find a place that you can buy it.
And this is good for, because a lot of people, if they're just starting out raising chickens, they don't know about things like, you know, insects and worms and diseases that they, all of a sudden, they're going to have to deal with.
Well, and that's the neat thing, why we took this approach, to put it all in one comprehensive, simple, and easy package. So, for instance, someone going in to buy their chicks, and this package will do with the 90 gallons of water treated, about 25 chicks for just about 45 to 50 days, depending on water consumption and how fast they grow. 12 chicks for about 80 to 90 days, six chicks for about 120 to 130 days, or for the older birds, it'll do less. But we said, you know what, how can we make it so simple that their local dealer for chick days, when they go in to pick up their chicks, can pick up the chicks, feed, water, feeder, brooder lamp, containment system, and here's your all-natural wellness kit in one package with everything that they would need that they would normally have to go over to the shelf and pick and choose up to 4 to 5 different items to accomplish the same thing.
Wow, that's really convenient. It's easy.
That's why we try to make it that way. And because that's you're exactly right. A lot of people getting into it new. And I like to say it's kind of like the don't know what they don't know, but are willing to learn quickly.
And, you know, it's better to prevent the diseases in the first place than to all of a sudden, for a new person to all of a sudden have sick chickens or chickens with worms and have no idea what to do or why it's happening.
What a nightmare that is to deal with.
Exactly.
So the prevention thing is very, very good. When I saw this, that really stirred my interest. You know, I thought, wow, you know, because I have a lot of chickens out here. And,
Joe's not exactly a first timer at this.
Well, and that's what's neat about this product line from DBC Ag Products is it fits right into what you were saying, not your first rodeo in raising chickens. This product line, unlike a lot of other things you'll find out there, contains products that has been extensively used, tested successfully in millions of commercial layers for over 25 years. And it's taking those and bringing forth a simple all-natural wellness kit that helps those backyard chicken raisers, or even, you know, even larger flocks too, provide the prevention side of the poultry health and productivity they need to be, what I would best say, is produce happy, wholesome foods for their family.
And you also mentioned it's all natural or organic. So, I mean, that's a really big, big thing now with everybody that raises chickens.
They're that's right. Very and you concerned. Know, yeah. Guys, I hate to do this to you. As soon as we get going, it seems like we're almost down to the end of this segment. But, David, will you stick with us?
Sure. Have no problem at all doing that.
We will be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we are talking with David Mathis about the Backyard Chicken Health Pack. But before we get back into that, and before we end the show, I'm going to tell everybody that if you want to have any questions for Joe, for me, or for any of our hosts here on All Paws Pet Talk, the website is allpaws, that's P-A-W-S, pettalk.com. And you can go right there on the homepage, and there's a form on the bottom of the page. So even if you pick my name and you have a question about chickens, we'll direct it to Joe.
There.
That's right. And David, do you want to mention your website again?
Yeah. David.
Problem. You can find out more information, photos on the product, information around each of the products as far as a label, our brochure, our backyard chicken health-raising tips, which is on the back of every package insert, as well as a recent article that we had in Backyard Poultry at www.dbcagproducts.com.
Excellent. Now, you were saying that there are the three products and that they each do a different thing. Do you want to explain a little bit more about once chickens are out and about what they encounter as far as parasites and what your product does to help prevent that?
Sure. From the Zyfend A product is what you're talking about. And when chickens go back out on soil, or out on soil, they do pick up different parasites, both internal and external. Internally, a lot of it falls in the category of roundworms. They pick up the eggs. They grow into adults. The adults produce eggs. They go back out into the environment, and we start the process all over again. It's usually on a 21 to 28-day cycle, depending on the worm. The Zyfend A was designed to offset worm-related issues. It's an all-natural product that doesn't require any to throw away the eggs. You can eat the eggs when they're given this product for that 7 days that they're on the product and throughout the rest of the month. But what it is designed to do, and all of our products are marketed under GRAS, generally recognized as safe, is it actually just does things to the worms in the eggs that make them more susceptible to things that can cause them problems. And the neat thing is when we put this through the test paces with our large commercial operation, they did a lot of extensive research. They did some fecal sampling, took a look at it, and found out that the product definitely does have an impact, and at the end of the day, sum it up in offsetting worm-related issues.
So they don't need any other type of wormer other than this, then?
This with this product on board, yep, and doing the job that it has shown that it can do, you're exactly, mm-hmm, right.
Wow, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, and as you say, and the challenge is that there are products out there that are designed for roundworms, and none of them are actually, from a dewormer standpoint, labeled for use in layers. And definitely at a point where those products, even though they're not labeled for them, little information out there say you need to throw away or withhold the eggs for a certain period of time.
Exactly.
That's unknown.
Yeah.
So the neat
exactly.
thing about this is we don't have to worry about that.
Yep. Because that's what I was going to ask you next. Because all of the worm products that I use say exactly that. Do not sell the eggs or consume the eggs while your chickens are on this medication. So you actually have a big downtime with all these eggs. You basically got to throw them away.
Exactly. And that was a key criteria from our large commercial partner that said that was a requirement. And so that's what led us to really to work and find and put together this proprietary formula of all natural ingredients that would help.
Boy, that is a really, really big savings right there, just in the amount of eggs. Just particularly for me, I have over 400 layers here. So you're talking a potential of, 300 and something eggs a day that I can't use for a period of time. That's a lot of eggs. I mean, it's not like the backyard guy with a 6 or 8 or 10 chickens. That's a really big, big deal as far as saving money.
And that seems like it would be really important, too, for even someone in an urban situation. I'm up here in Boston, and there are people who have, maybe 4 to 6 chickens in their backyard. That way they don't have to keep track of, okay, we're giving the chickens the worming stuff. Nobody can eat the eggs for so many days. If they could just give them this, and everything is, goes along as normal, especially if you're dealing with, children who are helping you. You don't want to have to say, okay, we can't eat Buffy's eggs for the next week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is amazing. Wow. I didn't realize that you can still eat the eggs. That's a real important thing to know. Like I say, especially on my point of view, where I'm just can't use the eggs while you're worming. Yeah. I always look, for that time.
And I know there are.
Go ahead. I was going to say Country Joe, and the other thing about it is, and this is something not only focus on the eggs, but a lot of people also raise them for meat. They're looking for chicken dinner on Sunday.
That's right.
The whole package has meat nor egg withhold. So the three products with those three easy steps designed to help improve survivability and productivity of the backyard flock, you can eat the chickens, you can eat the eggs while those products are being used.
Wow, I'm going to get a hold of my grain mill out here because he sells all sorts of products. I'm going to have him get this in stock because around where I am, we literally have hundreds of people that raise chickens, and this would be really, really something. And they're all listening today, so I'm sure they're going to be calling me and asking me all about this. And I'm going to be telling them go on the website. I'm learning about this just like you are. And because we all use the same chicken worming medicine and go through the same drudgery of not using the eggs, and this just turns things right upside down, basically.
Well, and I would highly encourage any questions or any challenges in finding the product. As I mentioned earlier, just launching, just rolling, getting it out there, a lot of people are finding out about it every day, is don't hesitate to call us, reach out to our office, have your location information in hand, your local feed dealers or suppliers where you're getting your poultry supplies that you would like to see carry the product, and we'll do what we can to reach out to them and help them find a pathway to get the product on the shelf.
Why don't you give us that number so we can get that out there?
So our office number is 717-509-5724.
Okay.
And that's out on our website as well with our contact information.
Okay. That's really important.
I can hear Joe writing that down.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Exactly. Because when I get done here, I'm calling Dave. Dave is my guy out at the mill. And he listens to this show out there at the mill. And he's probably listening right now laughing. I just say, because he knows I'm going to be calling him, saying, get this number and call Dave, the other Dave. Let's get some of this stuff, because I'd love to try this stuff. Just like I say, just for the mere fact that you can still eat the eggs. That's right.
And we'll say your website again, Dave Mathis, is dbcagproducts.com, right?
Correct. Yep.
Excellent.
Perfect.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. We are yet again going to run out of time for this week, folks. You've been listening to Country Joe's Chicken Show, And Joe and I have our one little thing we want to say to all of you out there.
Oh, Dave, we do this every week. Let the with you.
Okay. May the flock
be with you.
And we'll be back next week with more.